From the WCVE Newsroom, I'm Charles Fishburne. This is Brain Aneurysm Month, and the CDC says an estimated 6 million of us have an aneurysm in our head that could rupture without warning, resulting in disability or death unless treated early. 22-year-old Melissa Hurley was a certified nurse assistant at work in a hospital.
We just started a code blue. I was running for some of the nurses and just got a sudden sharp pain pressure in the back of my head and neck. Each time I kept running and moving faster to keep myself going, the pain got worse.
Melissa did have an aneurysm.
Dr. Dennis Revay is a neurosurgeon at VCU.
And probably something she was born with, and that is a classic description of what most people with a ruptured aneurysm say, that it's a headache unlike any other headache they've had. The classic teaching is it's the worst headache of your life.
I just was literally screaming for somebody to come help me, come relieve this pain.
That's a small amount of blood leaking out of that aneurysm around the base of the brain into the spinal fluid and causing an excruciating headache.
The Brain Aneurysm Foundation says 40% are fatal. Immediate treatment is crucial. But Melissa almost went home to sleep it off.
I was told if I would have went home, I would have been dead.
Instead, as her symptoms got worse, she was eventually taken to the ER at the hospital where she worked.
They did a CT on my head, and they said they didn't see anything. So then the doctor went to doing a lumbar puncture. When they went in to go do that, you know, your spinal fluid is supposed to be clear when it comes out. Mine was all blood. It was just bloody red.
It's dangerous immediately. And normally we tell people, if you ever have symptoms like this, come immediately to the emergency room. And usually it's something we need to treat within hours or a day. It isn't usually a minute-to-minute, acutely life-threatening problem, though it can be. So we tell people, look, you know, seek immediate medical attention, not wait till Monday and call the doctor's office or give it a day to see what happens.
She was immediately transported by helicopter to VCU Medical Center, where Dr. Revay and his team performed the surgery in time to stop the bleeding.
Yes, it's a very morbid condition, as we say. A large percentage of patients probably have a ruptured aneurysm in their sleep or another time and have don't survive to make it to a hospital.
Brain aneurysms are most prevalent in people ages 35 to 60, but can occur in children as well. There is usually no warning and no time to waste, and most people do not know the symptoms.
That's right. You've hit the nail on the head, and that's why we're talking about it today.
It was the worst headache I've ever had.
One is a new pattern or very, very severe headaches. Certainly the sudden onset of that headache, but there can be other patterns of headaches. And usually people that are treated for refractory headaches at some point or another do get some imaging. The neurologic symptoms we mentioned, where we have a difficulty moving your eye or visual changes or double vision, things like that can be a sign of aneurysms, as can other neurological weakness, numbness, things like that.
Dr. Revay says risk factors include smoking, high blood pressure, genetics, and family history.
Even though it can be a life-threatening condition and it's a scary thing to think about and there are serious problems, they can be treated. I mean, the positive thing is if we do find these lesions, be them unruptured, they're incidentally discovered aneurysms, or if they have ruptured, the technology has really changed a lot in the last 15 years. 80% of the aneurysms we treat similar to Melissa's, where we go through a catheter and it doesn't require an open surgical procedure. So the field has very significantly advanced in the last 15 years, and there are aneurysms that even 5 years ago we could have never treated that we are now treating with a procedure where people are in the hospital 1 or 2 days. And so I would have a much more positive and optimistic counsel to people that find themselves faced with this problem. Seek attention, go to a facility that has a lot of volume dealing with these problems, but understand that all is not lost.
October 8th, 2015 was the date of Melissa's discharge.
Number one, it was caught early. She presented with a headache, and it was initially recognized correctly the first time she presented for medical attention at Mary Washington Hospital. They did the lumbar puncture, and they caught it. They found the aneurysm. Mm-hmm. Number two, she's young and healthy, and she has the personal and medical resilience to recover from this. And the third thing is what we talked about, and that is she was surrounded by a huge group of people, all who are dedicated to getting people through these life-threatening illnesses, from the ICU to the emergency department to the operating room personnel, etc. So she had a lot of things in her favor, and then some of it's out of our hands.
She is recovered, back at work, and exactly 1 year to the day of her discharge, she will marry her longtime boyfriend.
When my family was all around at the bedside with me, and he said, "That doctor that sent you here, he saved your life. Because if you would have went home, you would have died."
For Science Matters, I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.